I'm Dan Klefstad. The Illinois State Police supports legislation that would fingerprint applicants for the firearm owner's identification card. Mike Smith has more.
The change could help discover those with violent criminal histories and prevent them from owning firearms. ISP Director Brendan Kelly says fingerprinting would make his job a lot easier.
Will that help us get the job done better, having that fingerprint? The answer is absolutely yes. It is part and parcel of law enforcement. It's common sense that fingerprints catch bad guys.
The proposal is getting more attention near the one-year anniversary of a workplace shooting in Aurora that left five dead along with the gunman. The measure would also charge more for FOID applications and renewals, with the extra money going toward enforcement. The Aurora shooter had his FOID card revoked, but his guns were never seized. The legislation passed the House last year, but would still need Senate approval. I'm Mike Smith.
A bipartisan group of Illinois lawmakers is calling for a major change in how legislative districts are drawn. They're introducing a constitutional amendment that would take that power away from lawmakers and give it to a commission chosen by two justices on the Illinois Supreme Court. State Representative Kelly Cassidy is a Democrat from what's considered a safe district in Chicago, but she says she and other supporters are committed to being more accountable to voters.
This is not a place for "to the victor go the spoils." The party that wins shouldn't then be able to keep pushing that envelope.
Republican leaders quickly endorsed the proposal. The concept has been a major GOP priority this year. Reaction was more muted among the Democrats who lead the General Assembly. Spokesman for House Speaker Michael Madigan says the proposal is under review. Senate President Don Harmon's spokesman echoed those comments, but added Harmon has a history of working for redistricting reform. Researchers at the University of Illinois are working to improve cancer diagnosis. Rauhit Bhargava is a bioengineering professor and director of the Cancer Center at U of I. His research team developed a new technique to analyze human tissue biopsies using a laser, an optical microscope, and machine learning algorithms. The results are published in the Journal of the National Academy of Sciences. Bhargava says the technique needs to be validated on large numbers of patients before it can be used in routine practice. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. After hearing for 2 days about additional funding for SIU Edwardsville, some trustees say they're doing what's best for the system. Faculty and staff echoed demands for 100% of new state funding for SIUE Thursday. The issue was not on the Board of Trustees' agenda, so it didn't get a vote. But Vice Chair Ed Hightower, a graduate himself of SIUE, says it just won't happen.
I would never support that. I'm going to say up front, it's obvious the trustees won't support it.
In public comments to the board, Staff Senate President Ian Toberman said it's time for a change in the way SIU divides its state funding. It currently gives a larger share to SIU Carbondale.
You are trying to maintain a historical oddity that has no currency in the current world.
Toberman and others say growth in Edwardsville and declines in Carbondale must be addressed. SIU Edwardsville Chancellor Randy Pembroke says change is happening with a more global approach.
I think you're going to have a sense of system that we have not had in a while.
Pembroke says incoming President Dan Mahoney, who starts March 1st, is already working on ways to bring SIU together more as a system and less as individual campuses. Pembroke and SIU Carbondale Chancellor John Dunn say the issue is that both campuses need more funding from the state. That's something they're hoping to get in this year's budget process. Southern Illinois University's Black Togetherness Organization recently hosted its annual Tunnel of Oppression. The Tunnel of Oppression is a series of connected rooms portraying forms of prejudice and injustice. Leaders say it was a successful event.